Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Just for a little while, it's just you and me. I want to talk about some of the tariff stuff that President Trump has imposed, and that he is that's literally, I think, going into effect today. And a lot of hand-wringing about this. And I want to remind you that President Clinton did this. He imposed steel tariffs. The first economic thing he did in his administration, the very first thing was to impose steel tariffs. President Bush, 43, imposed them in 03. President Obama did it as well. Only all three of those guys did it, in my opinion, as a reaction, a political reaction. They were doing to just as a political reaction to placate a certain electorate, a certain set of constituents. And I also will remind you that when they do those things, when they've done those things, if they put a tariff up on steel, on steel production, steel manufacturing, that saved a few hundred thousand jobs, or helped a few hundred thousand steelmaking jobs, but it affected several million people who work with steel, many of which were small businesses. So that's the big implication of the tariffs when they're affected. But what I think I'm hoping, I don't know for sure, we won't know for a while, but there are indications that what President Trump is doing is not, obviously not for political purposes. He's not a political animal at all. He's doing them for his own reasons, whether you like them or not. But I think what he's doing is he's really angry, and I am too, about the unfair trade that we've been subjected to, and we've subjected ourselves to. We've rolled over and we've given too many people a better deal than they should have gotten. And so I think that with China especially, we've got to stop just rolling over and letting China do whatever they want to do. We've got to stop that. And so I hope that I'm hoping that the tariffs that are being imposed, I hope that will bring China to the table, because it's not just the tariffs. It's also the way they do business with us. Did you know that when a company goes to China to do business, they make them form an entity where the American company can only be 49% owner, but yet the American company has to bring their technology with them. And now the new company owns the 51% of this new company that has in it this new the technology. This is one of the ways that they rip off our stuff. The Chinese are not innovators. They're intellectual property larcenists. They're thieves. They've stolen our intellectual property left and right in that way, as well as literally breaking into our houses, so to speak, and stealing it that way, by literally just by hacking in and stealing our stuff. They've stolen our military secrets, our military designs for aircraft. The Chinese do not play fair, folks. So as much as it's going to hurt some people if these tariffs go into place, if this gives America a lever, and there seems to be some indication that the Chinese are paying attention to this, if this gives America some lever that allows them to, that gets them to come to the table, and going forward, American companies will not be treated as badly, then I think this may be a price that has to be paid. I hope that that's President Trump's plans. I don't think he is an isolationist. I don't think he is an anti-free trade person. Warts and all. I don't defend President Trump on everything, but I do think we ought to let this tariff thing play out and see what happens. Let's give it a little more time and see if, in the big picture, America doesn't wind up being better off because somebody brought the Chinese to the table and made them blink. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassing here. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.